The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need, and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was the high priest, and ate the bread of offering that only the priests could lawfully eat, and shared it with his companions?" Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. A few months ago, I was visiting one of the hospitals in Manhattan. I think it was Sloan. And there was this cute young Hasidic couple. They're probably like maybe 30 years old. And they were both kind of very cute and everything. But you know, I'm walking to the hospital looking for whoever it was I was going to visit. And there's this door there and the button, you know, the thunk, hit the button, the door opens. And they kind of come up, "Father, I'm sorry, but could you push the button for us?" And I just kind of smiled to myself because they're being faithful. It must have been a Sabbath, and that's work, opening a door and doing that, and therefore they're trying to be faithful to the Sabbath. And on the one hand, they were so nice about it, it was kind of endearing. And I think there's a beauty to when we go out of our way to be faithful to the things that God asks us to do, even when they can be annoying. On the other hand, I also offered up a prayer of thanksgiving to God. Thanks be to God, as Catholics, we don't have to go through all that. but it made me kind of reflect on, okay, the Sabbath, the Shabbat, which, as we know for them, is Saturday. That was the original. By the way, that was Pope Benedict considered that to be one of the greatest proofs of the resurrection, was the fact that the church found it necessary to change the Sabbath to Sunday, with all of the cultural baggage and all the implications of how important the Sabbath was for the Jewish people, and that the church, the early church, was Jewish, and that they nonetheless had the gumption to up and switch the Sabbath day to Sunday, would have meant that for them, whatever happened on Sunday, the resurrection, was something of immense importance. So anyway, that's just a little factoid that has nothing to do with the rest of the homily. But I did want to talk a little bit about the Sabbath, because Christ ends his gospel passage with, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." Well, as with most things, there are two extremes that we can take. Now, with the Jewish people and this cute little couple, you can say that, okay, it's kind of it's a burden that the Jewish law imposes on those followers. And part of us, sometimes we can be tempted to roll our eyes and say, yeah, but I mean, at least make an effort to kind of fit in. But that was the entire point of the Jewish law, was that they weren't supposed to fit in. They were always supposed to be different. And it was what gave them an identity, is we belong to Yahweh. We belong to the one true God. We will not become like everybody else. And that's precisely why God gave them the law with all these different rules and regulations and everything that made living it, you know, in a multicultural, pluralistic society like New York, sometimes a pain in the neck. Now, the trap behind that is, if we're not careful, that man then becomes submitted to the Sabbath. And we lose the sense of what is the Sabbath for in the first place. The Sabbath comes from the very beginning, from creation. And it came down to this. Man was made in 6 days, or the creation, according to the Bible, was made in 6 days. The very pinnacle was the sixth day, which was when God made us. He made us, by the way, together with goats and turkeys and all kinds of other endearing creatures. So take that for what it's worth. You were made in the same day as a goat. Okay. But there was a difference with us, because we were made on the sixth day, but we were made for the seventh day. The seventh day is the Sabbath rest. And the idea is that Sabbath was a symbol of heaven. We are meant to rest in God. When we lift our eyes above just the material day-to-day reality of this earth, and we lift our eyes to God, and we live in this relationship of grace with God, then that is what we are made for, and that is where our souls find rest, even in the midst of all the other craziness and stuff that can happen in life. Which is why saints are, in the midst of all the crosses that God allows them, saints are people of great peace, okay? And the Sabbath is not something that we somehow lost as Catholics. It's something that we have lost in the last 100 years or so as a culture. The NFL has taken over, even in that movie Concussion, they make that point. But so many different things, high school sports and so many other things have taken over our Sabbath. But the Sabbath was created as a means of regrounding ourselves. We need to periodically reground ourselves in God, where we just simply dedicate ourselves, lift our eyes strictly to Him, not in the middle of doing something else, and just simply give Him His time. And realistically, we need little Sabbaths every day. Yes, we can pray while we work, but we need to have moments each day when the only thing we do is we stop what we're doing and we pray. The monks, obviously it's a different lifestyle, but the monks do it, what, 7 times a day? They have, which is what the prayer of the breviary comes down to, not to mention the mass and all the other things, but 7 times a day, a monastic schedule stops to pray the liturgy of the hours together. And the whole idea is you take these pauses to have your Sabbath moment. We need to have daily Sabbath moments. We need to have our weekly Sabbath moment, which is the Sunday when we, yes, you can do other things and you can open up a door and do those things. But the idea is, am I dedicating my Sunday to, one way or another, giving God His pride of place and doing things in God, or am I just simply, at best, trying to fit my Sunday Mass in the midst of all my other occupations? If it is the latter, then we need to stop and reprioritize things a little bit. And frankly, that's what our society kind of pushes on us, and that's what a lot of us live. We also need other Sabbaths, which is going to be like periodic moments of retreat. You know, I think an annual retreat is a great practice. If you ever follow me, once a month roughly, we offer a little morning's reflection for women. They're 3.5 hours long roughly. Some of you get my obnoxious text messages. I'm always advertising them. Those are little Sabbath moments, little breaks when you stop and kind of put yourself again in the presence of our Lord. Just in a couple of weeks, Feb 7 to 9, I'm going to be offering a silent weekend set of spiritual exercises for women. And then on March 7 to 9, we're doing the same thing up in our seminary in Connecticut for men. That's a Sabbath break. And these are the things that we need if we're going to truly live our lives, not just kind of in the daily grind and the rat race, but truly to live our lives with meaning, with a sense of, okay, why do I exist? Who is it that I exist for? And ultimately, when we take stock and we take advantage of these things, then truly those Sabbath moments, we don't look at them as burdens. We truly see them as something where the Sabbath is made for us. We are not made for the Sabbath. These are things that are good for us. And if we take advantage of them, we are the beneficiaries. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.